RNZ Pacific Bulawinaka, I'm Malika Pusiaki with the news. A Pacific security expert says New Zealand will be looking to strengthen relations with Solomon Islands when the country's foreign ministers meet today. Jeremiah Manele was to sit down with Nanaia Mahuta in Wellington. RNC political reporter Aneke Smith has more.
Be able to sit down now face to face, away from the intense engagement of during the Pacific Islands Forum and as well as subsequent meetings. This will be an opportunity to really sort of sit down and work out how New Zealand and Solomon Islands can work together.
A senior French military official is expected to release previously classified information about France's nuclear weapons tests in French Polynesia. The French High Commissioner to French Polynesia, Eric Spitz, says this disclosure set for November is in line with the promise of transparency made by French President Emmanuel Macron. The French leader had promised to turn a page in the relationship between France and French Polynesia, which is marred by the testing. The impact of tests continues to be highly contested as veterans groups keep demanding France to pay compensation for those affected. Since 1995, the local health system has paid out $800 million to treat a total of 10,000 people suffering from any of the 23 cancers recognized by law as being the result of radiation. Between 1966 to 1996, France carried out more than 190 tests in the South Pacific, with the test sites remaining no-go zones monitored by France. In Vanuatu, seven women have been declared official candidates by the Electoral Commission so far for the upcoming snap election. Since the independence of Vanuatu in 1980, only five women have managed to become members of parliament. The seven women are among 180 official candidates declared eligible so far. Another declaration is scheduled for Wednesday Vanuatu time. Also among the candidates are 61 former members of parliament and 44 former MPs from the outgoing legislature. There are also several candidates who were convicted of charges and banned from running but have been pardoned by the president. Passengers from Samoa transiting through Auckland Airport had to sleep in a corridor after being refused entry to a departure lounge with seats, which was just meters away. The New Zealand Herald reported passengers had arrived about 2 a.m. Sunday morning New Zealand time. A statement from Auckland Airport said, while passengers transferring between international flights do not need to go through full border clearance again, they are required to be screened by aviation security on arrival. The airport's general manager of operations, Anna Cassells-Brown, told RNZ Morning Report the aviation screening point was not staffed when the flight arrived. She says also the airport did not know the flight from Samoa had been delayed. Anna Cassells-Brown says the airport is repurposing one of its gate lounges to avoid a repeat of the situation. Two police officers were injured when they were shot at during an investigation into a marijuana plantation on Savai'i Island. Samoa police say officers responded to a call from Sale Lavalu village reporting a marijuana plantation. An earlier report said the call reported marijuana plantations, but police say one plantation was reported. The officers suffered minor injuries after being shot at by a 12-gauge shotgun after conducting a drug raid on a marijuana plantation. The officers have since recovered and been discharged from hospital. Police have appealed to members of the public for any information that may lead to the arrest of the suspects. The Fijian community has launched a week-long celebration of the Fijian language, traditions and culture with events to be held across Aotearoa. The Minister for Pacific Peoples, Aupito William Sio, marked Makaua Nivosa Vakaviti or Fijian Language Week by welcoming this year's theme of nurturing, preserving and sustaining the Fijian language. The Minister acknowledges the enduring strength and sustainability of Vosa Vakaviti and its importance as the Fijian community navigates their recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Fiji has been hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic, along with the ever-increasing impacts of climate change, and while it faces the road to recovery, its people can always rely on their language, traditions and values to sustain them. Now more than ever, the Fiji language, culture and identity is important to uphold both in Aotearoa New Zealand and in Fiji.
Delegates from French Polynesia have flown to New York for the annual meeting of the UN Decolonization Committee. The veteran pro-independence leader, Oscar Te Maru, is heading his team, while the French Polynesian government has sent the equipment minister, René Temeharo. The territory was re-inscribed on the list of non-self-governing territories in 2013, but France refuses to accept the inscription and engage in any unsupervised process. Mr. Temeharo says the inscription occurred at a time of political instability and without putting the matter to the voters. He says French Polynesia is not a colony and it has a democratically elected government. France has not responded to calls to hold a referendum on independence. The other main French territory in the Pacific, New Caledonia, has been on the UN decolonization list since 1986, which France has recognized. The Pacific Islands News Association has appointed its new board. Cora No from the NBC is the new president. His deputy is Robert Ironga, the publisher of Solomon Business Magazine. Other members include representatives from the Fiji Times, Nauru TV, Broadcom Radio, Nukualofa Times, and the president of the Media Association of Solomon Islands. In sport, Papua New Guinea Rugby League has announced its 24-man squad for the upcoming Rugby League World Cup. The Kumals are of a mixture of NRL, Super League and locally based clubs. South Sydney Rabbitohs star winger Alex Johnson has been named in the squad along with Melbourne Storm's Justin Olam. Kumals coach Stanley Depend says the team is assembling in Port Moresby to connect with locals.
Yeah, it was important for the team to spend this week here in PNG. We could have chosen to assemble in Brisbane or Sydney, but we felt as a coaching group and as management that it's important for them to come here and get a feel, get connected to the Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea as a whole.
The tournament kicks off on October 15th. Tonga's Rugby League World Cup squad is missing a host of star players, including the likes of Andrew Fifita, Joe Ofahengaue, and Tevita Pangai Jr. Kotoni Stacks and Steely Tupouniua are also missing from the lineup due to injury. It's still a powerful lineup, however, with names such as Tevita Fifita, Daniel Tupou, Conrad Harrell, William Hopoate and Jason Taumalolo. Tonga will play a warm-up game against France on October 8th in England. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website rnzi.com.